It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. We have a fascinating conversation ahead with the Home Baking Association's Executive Director, Chris Kirby, who joins us now. Chris, thanks for making time.
Thanks. I appreciate being here.
So we are talking about the partnership that you guys have with Nebraska Wheat. Of course, Nebraska Wheat is a member of the Home Baking Association. So before we get into this conversation, tell us a little bit more about the work that you guys do.
Well, the Home Baking Association is so unique because it's an educational opportunity to provide hands-on curriculum wrapped around science, technology, engineering, agriculture, art, and math. And we focus on the family and consumer science educators in the classroom and the cooperative extension educators that are in the community and after school programs and culinary programs. And it's very broad, but the focus is baking and all the different science and technology and math that's engaged in baking. And what we do is, being in the classroom, it tweaks that interest of students that are going to be future consumers, that are going to be producers or employees or innovators in the milling and baking industry. And it's just a very exciting organization, taking the information from field to fork, and Nebraska Wheat plays a very important role in that.
Well, you and I were chatting before we came on air today, Chris, that the Home Baking Association provides some resources for the upcoming FCCLA competition. Tell us a little bit more about your involvement in that.
Well, in working with the FCCLA, they have 23 competitions that are very career related. And then when you hone down into it, two of the competitions that we really sponsor or like to look at and provide resources for is their baking and pastry competition, and as well as their culinary arts competition. And with the different various different members that we have milling and baking resources. So one of our companies is Rodel Vanilla, that has wonderful vanilla that they're providing samples for the students, and we're trying to get them NSF thermometers, which is a certified thermometer that bakers use, because temperature is very important in baking your products and taking temperature of your products. We also work with millers. Nebraska Wheat, gosh, they have wonderful wheat. And what I understand, it looks like the wheat crop is looking pretty good this year. That hard red winter wheat just provides a wonderful milling product, a flour product that can be used in baking of breads and scones and bagels. So we're working with FCCLA in Nebraska to provide some of those items.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Chris Kirby. She's Executive Director of the Home Baking Association, talking about their partnership, their relationship with Nebraska Wheat. You were also sharing with me that you guys sponsor an educator and a youth baking award. What goes into these awards?
Incredible people. Both of the awards, we have the Educator Award, and it's been around for many, many years, and it's looking at those top educators that are teaching baking in their family and consumer science classes. And it's amazing what they're doing. And they apply for this award, and they send videos and their curriculum and pictures, and what they're teaching these students is amazing, of how, you know, baking isn't just throwing a bunch of ingredients into a bowl. It is looking at the different science and the way that the flour interacts with the yeast and the sugar, and, you know, they're teaching the math. And where does this flour come from? That's very, very important, the field to the fork aspect. So what we do is we honor an Educator of Award winner every year, and they win $1,000 in baking resources. So we invite every family and consumer science educator in Nebraska to apply for this. We have extended the deadline to May 1st this year, And if you go to homebaking.org, you will find more information on the criteria and how to submit your awards. And then one of our new awards that we just started last year, and it was between a partnership of the Home Baking Association, ADM, and the Maddie Cruzy Foundation, is the Bake to Give Youth Award. And I love this award too. And it's looking at youth that give back to their community through baking. So we've had a variety of different people that submitted awards to where they baked cakes and cupcakes and cookies and bread and raised money and donated it to Alzheimer's organizations or to their local feeding kitchen, or they made those baked goods and then donated them. And actually, our youth award for this past year was Violet Gowdy from Oregon. And what she did is she worked with the disabled students, and they came to her home and they baked together. They made cookies together. They frosted the cookies together. And they just had such a wonderful time. And it's just endearing to see what our youth are doing in the community. And then if you are chosen for this award, the youth that is chosen, they win $1,000 and a trip to our annual meeting that we have every year. And then the top 10 entries that are chosen also receive a $150 award through LaSaf Yeast Corporation. So we have a lot of sponsors in these different awards, and Nebraska Wheat is a major member for the Home Baking Association, so they are a part of the awards that are available too. But I encourage you to go on to homebaking.org. There is so much information that's on there. There's lessons, there's videos, there's how-tos, there's curriculum. There's just a lot of fun information. And, you know, what's better than baking? You know, baking and smelling it in your oven. And then, Alex, what's the greatest reward of baking?
Well, if it was me, I would say asking to be a guinea pig to taste test.
Exactly. But, you know, it's all a wonderful thing. So you answered that question right. Good job.
Well, Chris, you have just been a wealth of information, a fun conversation. Remind us of the best place to go get more information.
It's very easy. Just go to homebaking.org and peruse through our website and just go deeper and deeper and deeper. You will find all kinds of information, recipes, how-to videos, links to our different members. We have wonderful members. You'll find a link to Nebraska Wheat to go to their website, many milling companies, ingredient companies, and they have a lot of resources on their website too. And also, we hope that the family and consumer science teachers are able to teach some of the curriculum that we have. We've got a wonderful lab manual that's available that is just, you can just take it straight into the classroom with all the information, the curriculum, the worksheets, the teacher worksheets, and is just a wonderful resource for everybody.
All right, that's Chris Kirby joining us. She's Executive Director of the Home Baking Association, joining us for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.